I'm going to ask, are we recording?
We are recording.
Amazing. Well, shout out to us. Thank you, everyone who came to Hotel Smellulator. Yes.
It was so fun. I don't know if I actually had specific expectations, but I was so happy with how it turned out.
I was way more comfortable going into this one because I sort of knew what to expect. I think my level of uncomfortableness came from the new space.
Yeah.
Higher bar that we set for ourselves. And then there were other things. I mean, I guess last year we had a cash bar too, but the AV was new. And
oh my God, thank God we had AV this time.
I know. And just significantly more people. I was just like, okay, I know this is going to be fine, but I don't exactly know what it was going to be.
Yeah.
It was so amazing. Thank you to everyone who came out. We really, really appreciate it. We raised $1,477.41. For what? Make the Road, who supports the immigrant community here in New York.
Oh my God.
So shout out to all of you.
Yay.
And I just want to thank our sponsors again. Thank you to The Standard, who hosted us for free, which is, I maintain,
insane.
One of the hottest places in New York, and it was ours for the night. So that is very sick. Thank you to Marc Jacobs Fragrances and Coty, who sponsored the event and made everything super effortless. And they're a joy to work with us always. And at the very last minute, thank you to Stell because they gave us a shit ton of blotters. Emergency blotters.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it was really, really incredible. What was your favorite part?
The microphones.
No, I mean, I will say it felt so much more seamless and less chaotic only because we had AV and people could hear us and it was easier to MC it and manage it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the shorter time limit for each turn was going to make everything super chaotic, but the AV, I feel like, balanced it out because like people could actually hear us, understand what we were saying, and it just was super smooth. I mean, we got the whole thing done in an hour.
I know.
Which is nuts.
And an hour is still a long time.
A long time, yeah.
But it's going to take however long it takes for as many people who came. Yeah, so, like, that's that. We did say come early.
Well,
people came early.
Yeah, came very, very early. I'm really exciting to see all the excitement around it. And I think my favorite part was just seeing people meet each other and
that is really cool. Honestly, it was my favorite part was that a bunch of the same people from last year came this year.
A lot of
and
repeats.
It was really nice
and then
to
brought
see them
new
again.
People.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So really great. I walked away from it the same way as I walked away from last year's, just thinking it truly could not have gone better.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly.
It was funny. We were leaving and my partner was like, that was so great. You two were so good at that. It just felt like you two, and you felt like you were totally being yourselves. It felt like the show because it was funny, but not over serious. And it was just great. But he was like, yeah, I mean, you were like so great on the mics and everything. But, you know, I don't know that it would have said cunty so early in the night. And I was like, well, that's where you and I differ, baby.
He's so proper.
No, it was awesome. And I loved that Noah was DJing and it felt like we kept it all in the family.
He was so good at whenever we would lift the mics to our mouths to say them, he would turn down the music or use the phaser to turn down the bass. I was like, you're so, like, how did you know?
He was
like,
really locked in the whole time. He's just,
he was like, this is literally my job.
And honestly, I mean, like, shout out to The Standard because, again, they hosted us for free. But also, their staff.
The nicest people.
Really incredible. So sweet. Really incredible. They felt like friends that were at the swap with us.
Yeah.
They were incredible to the guests. They were super accommodating and helpful to everyone, including us. I mean, one of the gentlemen helped us pack the gift bags, you know? And the bartender was so lovely. I think she had a really great time.
Yeah.
Thank you all for supporting the bar. That's, you know, I would love it if we lived in the world where we could have an open bar, but we don't. And I know that the drinks at The Standard are not
expensive.
You know, they're expensive, but it is sort of a nice exchange to, you know, support them when they're supporting us. And you all did. So thank you. I mean, it's so nice to walk away from that with like no notes.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
truly
genuinely.
No notes.
I feel like you on a public mic are more like, you're really good at riffing on a public mic. And I'm just like, why am I so loud? I don't like that.
I don't know.
I don't know why I'm like, you put a mic in my face in a crowd and then I'm like, oh.
Well, I didn't expect to like, I guess, riff as much as we did. Yeah. But I think it was sort of fun to keep the energy up.
Yeah.
I was sort of like, I have no idea how this is being received. And it's funny because like, you can't like.
I think it was fun like in between when people were selecting.
Yeah.
You were like, what did you get? What did you
get? Right. I love to know. And it's like, I could hear myself.
Yeah.
But other than that, I was like, I don't know how this is going. Whatever. No one else is saying anything or like no one is giving me any negative feedback. So I'm just going to keep going. But
I think that's fun to just like get involved.
Totally.
And also like help people.
Well, I think that
select.
Was an element too, that like made it both of us, like, yeah, that made it feel more smelly later.
Yeah.
It was a little bit more interactive this time because, yeah, we had the luxury of interacting. Also, I don't remember his name, but the gentleman who helped us yell last time.
Oh my gosh. Was it Anthony?
I think.
Or Anthony, Alex? Maybe. It was something with an A, but he was so nice.
So nice. He came last year. And yeah. He has a really healthy, strong diaphragm and, yep, helped us. He was our mic last time. Yeah. So he came back and we were so happy to greet him again, yay, but we didn't need his services in the same way. So he got to enjoy yeah, himself. Yeah. Did you walk away with anything? I didn't swap for anything.
No.
I just,
I mean, my intent was to offload a ton, which I did.
Sure.
I brought like 35 fragrances.
I think about 30. Yeah. I was thinking, I like that there are essentially no rules,
yeah,
to ours.
People were honestly better behaved this year, I,
yeah,
will say.
They were actually.
Yeah, I think they got it from last year.
Well, I also think, I don't know, I think the mics just,
yeah, the mics
put us, I think, more in charge.
People, you know, listen to a person with a mic.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. But I think I was thinking, like, during the event, but right before it got started, I was like, okay, giving people numbers in the order in which they arrive makes, mm-hmm, sense in one way, but also, you know, I, on a work night, can't get anywhere before, yeah, 7, and that's even pushing it. So I'm like, yeah, maybe, truly, maybe next,
like,
year.
Like randomization?
We randomize it. Or next time.
Yeah,
I think we're going to try, maybe, to do something. I don't want to do a swap every,
oh my God, I want to do like a game show.
But like, I want to do something same but different.
Yes.
So, but yeah, I think maybe randomizing it might be a good,
yeah,
idea. But we also never exactly know,
like, the Hunger Games, but without
it,
killing.
Not the Hunger Games.
Not, like, but without
it
killing.
It became the Hunger it Games.
Did. Oh my God. At the end, you guys.
That was crazy.
That was the one time when I was like,
y'all need to get right with God.
I was like, all right. Okay. The gloves. I see now that the politeness was thinly veiled.
So what? So the run of show is, doors are at 6. Swap starts around 7.
Yeah.
And then
you get a number
afterwards. Yeah. There's always a lot of excess perfume.
Yeah.
So you all swap for one, and then all the excess, when everyone has had their turn, it's sort of a free for all.
Yeah.
Like I always say, the real swap happens after the swap. Man, we got to like number 120, whatever it was, and said, like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
everyone.
As soon as we were like, okay, that's a wrap, like, they rushed us.
It was crazy.
It was, like,
it was absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
It was like mob vibes.
Yeah.
So I hope nobody got hurt. Hope nobody got maced. Taste.
I did hear some, there was a bit of distasteful behavior I heard.
What happened?
There was either one or like a couple of people who just swept the table like into their arms. Mm. And other people were like, dude, what the hell? They weren't even looking at what they were taking. They were just trying to take as much as possible. Mm. And then like dropped one. Mm. I don't think it broke, but they, yeah, were like, dude, that's why you don't take all of them.
Right, come on. Well, I did have to throw a guy out, too. So.
Oh, my God, we had a swap lifter. Oh, my God.
The bartender Tynan came back out. I got his ass out,
yeah,
quick.
I forgot that you used to work at the bar because I was like, wow, you seem really comfortable doing that.
I got that dog in me, yeah, always.
There was this man, like, and it's like, I don't want to profile. It's like a middle-aged man.
I think he was there for the World Cup.
Yeah, he was wearing like FIFA sports gear.
I got the vibe he'd been drinking.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
There was like a bright, he was wearing like a neon yellow, like high-vis t-shirt.
Totally.
FIFA
he
scarf.
Looked like a traffic cone.
He had the clear backpack, which I think is now a thing you have to, yeah, do for all sporting events.
In concerts, yeah.
Yeah. And like, as we're doing the swap, he's just like at the tables, like sniffing things. And I was like, who,
well,
is this man?
I knew he wasn't a part of it.
Yeah. I was like, maybe if he's just like a tourist, like whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know how he got in, like whatever. And then, yeah, I saw him, it was like during the swap,
yeah,
I saw him walk up and like take a bottle. And I was like, okay, if he removes himself, it's fine. Like if it just takes care of itself, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he came back and started just like looting.
He kept
and I
coming
was like,
back.
Oh,
yeah,
no, you gotta go. So shout out to him.
Yeah.
Hope you love your new perfumes.
I kept watching him the whole time, but he didn't take anything while I was watching him because I was like, is this guy, yeah, cool?
This is the thing. If it was an honest mistake,
yeah,
that took care of itself,
fine,
it would have been fine. But he knew he was trifling. He was in the middle,
yeah,
of a swap of over 100 people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're...
I was about to call
crook.
Him out on the mic.
I know, that would have been funny, but I would just... I,
but
I
you, were,
just...
you were just like, I'm getting him to leave. Yeah. And immediately you're just like, leave.
Yep.
You so. Chased him out. And he tried to come back, too. Like, he tried to go
Did
around
he?
You, and you were like, no,
oh, yeah.
go out the other way.
Oh, yeah. We didn't need security, because I am security.
Yeah.
anyway. So, thank you again. Thank you for... I mean, y'all are... We hope we are great hosts, because you are great attendees. Thanks to the Standard, Mark Jacobs, Coty, Purple PR.
Oh, yes.
Also, shout out Purple PR. They were integral in helping us piece all this together.
Yep.
They treated us like a client,
yeah.
even though we're famously not. And thank you to Stell for the emergency blotters. Yes. So see you all again very soon.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
What type of event would you want to do if it's not going to be a swap?
You know, I think that there is a world. You know what? Actually, I'm going to shout out Purple one more time because I sort of expected when we low-key partnered with them that they were going to be like, okay, the standard is their client. That's how that happened.
Yeah.
But I thought that we were going to have to sort of bring in other clients, you know, samples from their brands or, you know, whatever the fuck it was, which we would have been happy to do, quite frankly.
Sure.
But they sort of let us pull when we needed to pull. They let us push when we needed to push. I mean, Marc Jacobs is not a Purple client. So they were super, super easy to work with. They didn't try to overtake the whole thing. Yeah. They were a joy to work with. So again, thank you, Purple PR.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to panels for the right panel. You know, when you have a lot of these things take sponsors, a lot of these things take money. So there's going to have to be an exchange of services or goods or something. Yeah. So I'm not opposed to panels, but it has to feel like a Smileyator panel. It has to feel like us. Yes. I'm not interested in it's let's be honest. This is all brand service in one way or another. Yeah. And that's okay. We're all playing a game.
Thank you, brands.
I don't mind doing a brand panel, but it has to feel like us. I would love that to not be the only other option, though. Yeah. I don't think it is. But what I loved most is the community aspect about it. Not to fucking sound like Princess Diana, but it's really great to see our listeners and our community IRL. It's really good to talk to people about what they actually love and why, not just the last thing they bought.
For sure.
So as many ways as we can get people together, probably with the help of a brand or two, that's fine. But to make it about the community first, that's what I'm interested
in. And also like the aspect of swapping, like we're not selling things. I don't want to just shill my whole life. I think we do, because, you know, from working in beauty, that's like a lot. That's kind of just like all what beauty media is now. It's just affiliate links and shit like
that. Right.
Like, we don't need you to buy more shit.
But in fairness, every time we talk about a brand or a scent, it's also free press. You know, it's not it's not the same, but it's
that's
different.
Why events like this feel good, because I don't feel like we're contributing so directly to the, like, kind of, you know, just consumerist standpoint.
Sure.
I mean, consumers in the economic way. Like, we are, I suppose, consuming stuff.
Yeah,
but it's like we're trading. And also, I think getting acquainted with so many different scents. Sure, you could go to boutiques, but this is such a unique way to smell so many different things.
New, old,
mass, niche, like whatever. Yep. And also, I feel like it's more meaningful when you discover stuff this way.
Yeah. Oh my God, I was, I'm going to botch this story. Forgive me for whoever told me. Someone brought to the last one a Tom Ford scent that they just could not make work for them.
Okay.
And I couldn't tell you. I actually think it was one of the, like, Ombre Leather or something.
Okay.
One of the Tom Ford scents.
Yeah.
And they were like, I didn't dislike it. I couldn't make it work. And she met the person who took it. And they stayed friends, and it was that person's absolute favorite go-to that they had been looking for and was really wanting and really made a part of their own life.
That's amazing.
Which is cool. I also met two people who last year, one of them swapped for the other scent without knowing it. And this year, the other one swapped for their scent without knowing it.
Whoa.
Which feels cosmic.
Kismet.
They should start a podcast.
They should. They should get married.
They should get married. Yes. Happy Pride. Yeah. I mean,
I will say, not at our swap, but at Arabelle's swap 2-ish years ago, I happenstance was reunited with Benefit Maybe Baby, which was one of my favorite scents from high school that I, at the time, could not afford. So that was honestly, for me, it felt like a kismet full circle moment.
I love that. I love that. It all comes back to you. No, I think everything that we do, I equally want it to be community first, giving them access to something that they couldn't get anywhere else, even if it's just others, you know, and I also, it has to look and feel like us, obviously.
That, it should be fun and low stress and chill.
Yeah, we can play the game as much as we need to, but I think we have the luxury of not having to.
Also, that it's like, so, I don't want to have to like parrot on behalf of like somebody.
No, of course not. I mean, again, there's always going to be an exchange, but I'm excited for the future. It's gonna be great.
So our swag bags this year were filled with the new, just released or soon to be released, Marc Jacobs Daisy Mist. And there were four of them. Somehow I ended up taking home two of them because I was like cleaning up afterwards and I was like, oh.
I took home one of them.
Okay. I have Mandarin Fizz and I have Vanilla Gourmand. And then there was, I think, Lemon Fizz.
These are so cute.
What was the green one? The bottles are so cute.
The bottle, oops. the bottles are either pink, yellow, green, or orange, a pastel translucent with a little daisy on it. And the cap is the same, but it is an opaque colorway of the same shade with a cute little, it's actually the Marc Jacobs daisy on top, just miniature. They're absolutely darling. They feel very Marc Jacobs.
Yes. And
the swap was one of the first places you could get them. We are extremely grateful. I'm sorry, but again, like I said on the mic, that is very cunty. And it also just felt very smelly later.
Oh, the green one was Tropical Glow. Oh, ooh. That sounds like the one I would have wanted. Dang it.
Well, as I was unboxing these for the gift bags, I kind of ended up smelling like all of them because they don't have unit cartons. They just sent them to us raw dog.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But that was the best smelling hotel living room.
It was for sure.
Oh, this is gorgeous. Oh my God. This is so
nice. Of course I want the ones that I don't have.
Of course. Well, we know where to get them.
Good.
I will say Vanilla Gourmand smells amazing. it smells, I actually wouldn't pin that as a vanilla.
No, it's fruity.
It's very tropical.
It says lemon essential oil, coconut accord, and vanilla.
Okay. Lemon essential coconut.
I get citrusy
that.
Coconut.
I get that. Yeah. I would know there's vanilla in it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put vanilla first.
Mandarin fizz. You know, I'm just like, I'm not like an orange citrus person.
Neither am I. Neither
this mind. Is nice. It's like very fresh and juicy.
Yeah.
If you like that,
it's great. Truly the freshness, like you said. Yes. Oh, wait.
The zestiness.
Me talking shit about body sprays for 4 years running and handing them out at our event.
Oh, wow. They're $39. That's actually less than I thought they would be.
This sort of smells like that scent that will haunt me for the rest of my life. Forever Sunshine by Bath & Body Works.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Everyone give it up for her.
That's so funny.
Sable, what do you smell like today?
Speaking of body mists, I smell like the Mugler. What is it called? Starlight? Starlicious, my bad.
That name is crazy.
Starlicious Pistachio Praline. We talked about these a little bit like 2 or 3 episodes ago.
Yeah, but
we did not get to smell the pistachio one, which, oh, actually, now that it's dried down, it's like very kind of angel.
Really?
Angel-esque. It's like here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Like off the rip, I was like, oh my God, this is so much like, again, and had that like shit on shit kitchen sink kind of like pistachio praline.
Whoa,
yeah.
You just smell oh my God. I got it all the way over here. Damn.
I sprayed it like 3 feet from Titan.
Yeah. We're not super close right
now. It's shit on shit for sure.
Is it?
I mean, as far as a body mist goes, this is insane. Like.
These are really nice.
Yeah. They're heavy. I think if you didn't tell me it was pistachio, I don't think I would have automatically been like, pistachio. But it's so creamy and nutty.
It's so nutty.
Incredibly nutty and creamy. I almost might have thought this would be a Sol de Janeiro. One of them Chiroses.
No, I think I'd get, it's really velvety and nutty.
Yeah.
And so my first thought would be pistachio.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what it almost has is that like vanilla cake yeastiness that a Bath & Body Works cake or cookie scent has.
I see that.
You could easily tell me this is a sugar cookie scent and I'd be like, sure.
I get that.
Oh, it's nice. It's strong.
It's strong. Yeah. This is definitely the heaviest one of the three. God, Tynan wheezing.
I'm wheezing, sorry. This is nice.
I feel like this is a perfect older sister kind of body mist if you're into the Sol de Janeiro, like Chiroza 62.
You know what this smells just like?
What?
Brazilian vanilla.
Who makes that? Oh. Oh. Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Brazilian vanilla is like sweeter to me.
Yeah, and not
it's
quite.
More white floral.
Not quite as nutty.
Yeah.
But this is sort of giving me almost it does, exactly that.
It does. I think, yeah.
That's wild, putting this shit down.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like you. It's a body mist, so you think you're going to have to like douse yourself. Don't douse yourself.
No.
That's dangerous. It's heavy. You're going to smell like a nut.
Right.
A nice nut, but a nut.
Please stop saying nut.
Okay. God. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
How do you say this? You're more of an East Coast girl than I am.
Oh, God. What are you going to show me? Stop. Panuche.
Panuche?
Panuche? I feel like, well, Panuche would be the Italian
word. It's in Provincetown, though.
Panuche. You know what? This is a job for
smart
the internet. How do you say?
I can't wait to cut this out.
Yeah. Panucci.
Panucci.
God damn it. I would have worn it if I knew it was called Panucci. Okay.
What is Panucci?
All right. So
this is like a regional reference?
Yeah.
Panucci refers to a creamy fudge-like candy made from brown sugar, butter, and milk.
Yes.
Often mixed with chopped nuts.
So I'm wearing Panucci from Atwood. And I have seen Atwood floating around the internet and social for a while because they are a small queer-owned brand, and they have a scent called Boy Beach that I believe Boy Beach is a place on Cape Cod, and Atwood is also inspired by Cape Cod. So yeah, they have a scent called Boy Beach, one of their three, inspired by what I believe to be a gay beach at the tip of Cape Cod. I know it's clothing optional from what I've read. It's a queer fragrance from a queer brand. I guess they're all queer fragrances, but I think that one is the most gay vibes. But I was going to put that one on, but I was reading the descriptions of all of them, and Panucci sounded very much like the one I needed to reach for first, and I'll tell you why.
Because it's the Grammond?
Yes. Salt air, leather grips, and vanilla ice cream. Provincetown's Golden Hour bottled. The top, salt breeze over Mac Miller Pier. The middle, worn leather grips, weaving down Commercial Street. And the base is vanilla ice cream melting in a warm waffle cone. Ooh. And I said, okay. And I put this on in my kitchen, in my underwear, alone. And I sprayed it on, and I just audibly said, Jesus Christ. Because... it's just like beautiful. It's It's like, yeah, right?
Oh, that's so nice.
Isn't it? It's like,
and it doesn't smell as heavy as I thought it would.
No, but it's bold.
Yeah.
It's bold in a way. Like, I'm just, it's there. It's creamy vanilla ice cream, a lot of leather, some salty air. It's so, so nice. You know, I really wouldn't call this a gourmand first. I'm sure it is, but I'd call it leather first. And then. Creamy sweetness.
Yeah.
God, it is so, so beautiful. I was talking to one of the first people at the Scent Swap who collaborates with this person or is being mentored by them or something. I was listening. Sorry. I was just also packing the gift bags. and they actually had samples of Atwood on them. Well, they gave me three, but they actually only gave me two because Boy Beach, the one that's super famous, was not in its little folder. So I have two of the three. Before I even knew I didn't have Boy Beach, like I thought I did. I was planning to wear it today, but then I discovered I had Panucci and said, yes, this is the one. It's so nice. It's the description of this fragrance and the idea around Cape Cod reads summer, you know, vanilla ice cream, going on a bike ride, whatever. Another way. But I like the idea of a leather first summery fragrance, you know, that's interesting to me. And this brand's been on my radar. I have been meaning to reach out. I'm happy that I came across these, and I mean, I cannot wait to smell the other one I have, and I would love to smell Boy Beach if they would be kind enough to send it to me. Yeah, I don't know. I love that it's a small queer brand that splits time between Brooklyn and Cape Cod, and the whole collection feels, I mean, it is a love letter to that area. They all feel very summery, and I'm a summer girl myself, so... thank you, Atwood. I am excited to wear my way through the other scents if I am able to do so.
Yeah, I've never been to Cape Cod. I'd like to go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
People keep asking us to come to LA.
Who? If you are asking us to come to LA, please ask us in a materially resourced way. No.
No, I mean, listen.
I mean,
if we did it at the Standard out there,
we could.
I'm sure we could.
We totally
get ourselves hotel rooms, or they get us hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Like we could spin it some way. This is not a huge ask.
It would be cool to like do a different city. That's the only situation that I was like, sorry, we're not going to bring a surplus of perfumes because we're not bringing those.
We wouldn't really need to though.
No, we didn't need to.
We could bring a couple.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a theory. Uh-huh. This brings me back to what we were saying about this Mugler body spray being so heavy.
Yeah.
For me lately, lots of new scents that I've been wearing have worn really lightly on me in the way that they like burn off by the end of the day. And I know that, you know, toilettes are lighter, and I don't think I wear a lot of toilettes, but
me neither.
But I think formula wise, perfumes sort of as a whole are getting lighter on skin, and body sprays are getting heavier.
I agree with you that body sprays are getting heavier.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that on me, that EDPs are getting lighter.
I guess I'm thinking, it's both honestly niche and mass. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm like, yo, I really like this scent, but after 3 hours, I cannot smell it. And I am not as conservative with my sprays as I was when we started this.
I will say,
lectonic forward sense on me mm-hmm. do disappear.
Really?
In like 3 to 4 hours.
They stick around on me. And I also know that things, listen, we get it. Citrus top notes, they will burn off of you quicker.
Yeah.
I've just noticed that as a whole, newer perfumes from all categories, no matter the size of the brand, are getting on me. My experience is they are wearing lighter and for less time. And it seems like every body spray that I smell is just getting way heavier.
Yeah, and the body sprays are going crazy.
Which is good. Body sprays.
Because now they're charging like $50 for them, right, so they better. Right,
exactly. I don't think it's, I think it's a negative for perfume. I think if you're a body spray customer, I think it's a positive for
you. Yeah, oh yeah. You're rich.
You're rich. but yeah, it's, and it's also sort of like, I also kind of feel like, frankly, scent profiles too are swapping. Because body sprays, I realize body sprays as a category are evolving, so it would make sense that they're getting deeper, richer, etc. But, you know, the EDPs and the perfumes of it all are the ones who previously were playing in the deep spaces and the leathery spaces and all of that. And body sprays are super light and fruity. And now I feel like, and again, this is a little bit more of just my hot take, but many, and we understand why, but many newer perfume releases from all categories, I will say again, are getting fruitier and safer.
Yes, you know, I have noticed that.
Everything sort of almost reads like a body spray profile. The less complexity, louder on the first spray, sort of whatever it is selling itself in to be, even if it's not super sweet or fruity, it feels sweeter and fruitier than what you might think it is. And body sprays like this Pistachio or City of Brawless or some of the Ellis Brooklyn ones, I believe there's a Date one, you know, they're playing in a deeper, richer space, which to me, I guess it's cool if that's it. It's cool if that's what you want. I don't really want a deep, rich body spray, even if I like the scent. I think City of Brawless is gorgeous. I would rather have it in an EDP or even like a body lotion. Agreed. I don't know. I guess that's all personal taste at that point. But it feels like the Venn diagram of body sprays and perfumes is just becoming a circle.
I see it. I see that.
That's that on that.
I feel like people in the EDP game are trying to offer more fun, light, almost like, I mean, well, yes, trend-driven scent profiles, which happen to be the fun, gourmandy, citrusy, fruity profiles that body mists have always dominated. And in doing so, I'm kind of just like, well, I mean, like, okay, it's one thing if you're like, yes, we want to have this candy citrus in our collection, cool. But if it's just like a grab, I feel like maybe they're not developing for as long. I don't know. This is all conjecture.
Yeah. Well.
But some of it feels a little bit like first thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think when we talk about trends, I don't know, dude. I just feel like marketing language has become the forefront of all of the conversations around whatever we culturally are talking about, whether it's fashion. And I know it's because of my fucking algorithm and it's because I work in brand, but like now everyone's a fucking brand strategist on TikTok. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, okay, for starters, none of you have ever had a job. Everything you're saying has been generated by ChatGPT and we can hear that. So like, let's all calm, like no one's a brand strategist if everyone's a brand strategist. Like that's my, okay, anyway. But everyone's talking about the trend reports and the trend forecasts. And
I don't even mean forecasts in the official sense. I mean forecasts of like what we're seeing.
Yeah.
But, and like what we know is coming out.
But when we talk, sure. Yes, I hear what you're saying. But like when it's just something that has been in my ear a lot lately. And I think the missing piece of that is when we talk about trends, we're not talking about, well, when I look at trends, I'm not looking at like, well, yes, I'm looking at like the Pistachio of it all.
Sure.
But then you zoom out and it's like, we're not talking about trends. We're talking about culture because culture drive trends.
Yep.
Like people drive trends.
Yep.
Our collective consciousness is what drives trends. So it's like when people focus in on, and I'm, you know, I'm guilty of this too, of course, but like the Pistachio of it all or the Jasmine Sambac, it's like, okay, but why do you think those things are trending, y'all? Or like the Beast Mode fragrances of it all.
Right.
It's like we are not as far from a pandemic as we would all like to think and believe. We are, and
we're always right around the corner from one.
Yeah, right. And like you know, when people lost their sense of smell, and we know why fragrance is booming right now. It's literally because of COVID. People lost their sense of smell. People were trapped inside thinking about themselves, their bodies, their spaces, and people weren't wearing as much makeup. So they were investing in skincare, investing in personal fragrance. And now that we're all back outside, we want to be smelled.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, a huge reason fragrance is booming. It's a huge reason why X-Traits and Intenses are booming. But also everyone is pretending that everyone is so sick of gourmands. But why the hell do you think we are gravitating toward things that bring us comfort and a sense of hominess and familiarity? It's because the world is fucking on fire around us and we're all losing our sense of control. So we're looking for comfort in our products. You know what I mean? We're trying to buy comfort.
Yeah.
But that's why vanilla is still here. That's why pistachio. And, you know, pistachio is also just a great idea.
Sure.
So it's, I've just been thinking about when we talk about trends, we're not talking about products. We're talking about people, whether we know it or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's totally legit.
It's like, this is driven people. I know that we all hate to like trend forecasts and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, this is being driven by our collective consciousness.
Yeah.
You realize that, right? So I don't know. Like,
it makes me think of, I don't know, some like bumfuck statistic about they're like 60% of Gen Z is afraid to talk to a waiter or something like that. Some bullshit like that. Yeah. Where like, again, I was like, I don't know the validity of the statistic, but whatever. But basically meaning that you're right. The deep dissociative disconnection we feel with our lives online controlled by algorithms. Also, this kind of like dopamine chasing sensibility. And I think food is incredibly, you know, like dopamine reward. That's why the gourmands are always so exciting. You might roll your eyes at them, but it's just like, ooh, what is this pineapple thing? Ooh, what is this cherry thing? Mm-hmm. Or like, what is this? It's not even just a singular idea now, like a singular fruit or item. It's like key lime pie or the breakfast cereal collection.
Yes.
It's all conceptual in a way to get to your dopamine receptors.
It's that. And you bring up a good point about the cereal milk of it all too, because that is also tapping directly into this nostalgia farming that everyone is still doing. And that, again, goes back to vanilla. Like, why do you think people are obsessed with the 90s? Because things didn't feel as complicated, you know, because we were all much younger. And I say that as a white person. I know that things in the 90s were very complicated for many people, but like I was 7 or something. It's sort of like, it's all the Y2K of it all is, again, it's an escape. It's an escape.
Definitely an escapism. And also with this yearning to connect, I think. Because the whole point of wanting to be smelled or wanting to smell people is a way of connection. You have to physically be in someone's presence to smell them. And then that's...
Totally, yeah.
Should you choose, that is an invitation to interact.
Yeah, I think... It's funny because, God, people say so much about smells. But
I mean, it's funny because like, as soon as I say that too, I am aware that there's scores of people who just spray shit on and be like, this is how I smell, like, blah, 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 the hottest girl, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, you're just making contact. You're in your home. You're not going out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, so everyone wears something for different reasons. Mm-hmm. You know, some people it is for themselves. Some people it's for others. It changes day by day. For people like me, I think the one take that I'm about done with is when people are like, fragrance is the only thing that isn't about, like, fragrance is the only thing that's just for you. It's not like makeup. That's for other people.
That's false.
You know, like, makeup's for, you know, the way that people see you and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
show me the math.
I actually don't think
that logic doesn't even make sense.
Because I think it is the flip-flop logic for both sides of that are equally as valid.
Yeah.
Makeup can be deeply personal.
Yeah.
And also fragrance can be absolutely for everyone else.
Yeah.
And often it is. So think about people who work in offices that, you know, don't want to smell a certain way and do want to smell a certain way, that do want to project either maybe softness or femininity or power and boldness. It's like fragrance is very much about your perception. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. This is all, you know.
Also steeped in classism. Exactly. What the heck?
Yeah.
I feel, as soon as you said that, I was like, this is from the UGC creators saying like, this is just for me. I'm like, say what you want in your little paid ad, but like.
Yeah. Well, and it's also like, can we stop putting makeup down for once in our goddamn lives?
Oh my God.
Like enough. It's not making you any more powerful or more intelligent. Like it's a bad take.
It's a tired and boring take. And it's unimaginative.
And it's also...
And classist.
And it's classist. And it's also, like...
Racist.
Keep going. Yeah. I keep saying to anyone who will listen, that, you know, like, we've seen this craze around perfume before.
Yeah.
In the very early 2010s, it was nails and nail art.
Mid 2010s,
it was makeup. Mm-hmm. 2020, it was skincare. And then, boom, now we're at fragrance. No one intellectualized, or, like, when it was makeup, everyone called us vain, shallow clowns. And now everyone is doing everything that we did with makeup 10 times more.
Yeah.
But because it is sold in as more intellectual, it gives everyone a pass. And it's like, this is still commerce, baby. This,
like,
is,
you
still
think fragrance is sold as more intellectual?
Yeah, because you can sell it in as, like, a more intellectual,
sure. You can
get
really esoteric for it. Yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
And it's like, you can do the same thing with blush. You just choose not to because you think it's vain.
Yeah.
Like, I guess that's sort of my rub. It's like, this can all be whatever you want it to. We all have to calm down. I feel like that woman in Sex and the City who fell out the window when she was like, no one's having fun anymore.
Isn't that Kirstie Alley?
Yes. New York is dead.
Yeah.
I'm just sort of like, you can enjoy fragrance without putting down makeup. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
And I know that's like, okay, like, who gives a fuck? I give a fuck. This is my career. Like, you know?
I don't know a ton of people. It's like that dynamic of fragrance is better than makeup, but I do know.
I've heard it a lot.
Interesting.
It's the only thing that's just for you. No, it's not.
No, that's just a lie. I'm sorry. Right. Like, you are simply lying.
Yeah.
But I mean, we hear all the time, people look down upon body mists, gourmands, scents that are considered juvenile or girly, girly specifically for teenage girls, which I'm also just like, teenage girls are actually an incredibly powerful force politically, culturally, definitely economically. Mm-hmm. And you constantly look down on them, but I'm like, this demographic controls the culture. Like, what?
Right. I don't know. It's just sort of like the way that you engage with anything, with fragrance, with makeup, with aesthetics, is yours alone. Uh-huh. But you can do that without putting someone else's engagement down.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's all good. This is all to make it, this is all for us, however you want to engage with it. It's all to make you feel good. And if it doesn't, move on. And you don't need to make someone else feel bad for something that makes you feel good.
And you know what's funny is sometimes when I'll talk to people who are also in beauty or interested in fragrance beyond a casual interest, I think they think that we are those people. And I'm like, wait, I know sometimes we tend to, you know, talk our shit on this podcast,
of course,
but like,
God forbid.
Yeah. I was like, no, unfortunately, I'm just not consistent enough to like have that POV or like, you know, taste spectrum, I suppose, or taste bias, but like,
I am.
What do you mean?
I'm pretty consistent with my opinions.
You are,
but I like to, I know we joke, but it's like my whole thesis is to me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like someone who disagrees with me is also right.
Yeah.
You know, there's no correct way to do this.
You know, when you talk to someone you don't know very well and they start gossiping about somebody you do know, and then you're like,
yes, at the swap.
I was like, wait, why are you saying this to me, someone you don't know very well? Right. And then this makes me think, like,
what are you saying about me?
Yeah. But in this specific way, I'm just like, oh, you're gossiping to me in a way that makes you think that I also am this kind of like snarky, eye-rolly type of like looks down upon certain brands or scents or whatever, or just like large swaths of things.
Yeah.
And then I was like, am I not coming off? Or maybe I'm just not coming off at all, which is fine too. I was like, you just don't know me that well. That's fine.
Well, it's like, you think you're going to catch me slipping? I don't think so.
But it's always an uncomfortable conversation to be in because I just don't engage. And I'm like, huh, that's interesting.
Uh-huh. Well, like, actually, on the flip side, you get the same thing. I feel like, and I understand that it's a fun opener. And it, at the end of the day, it's not hurting anyone. But every time I get drinks with like a publicist or, like you said, someone who knows that you have a stake in beauty, like a real vested interest and you work in it and you love it, I always get the question, like, what trends are you hating right now?
I don't,
and I'm
like that,
girl,
question.
I don't know. Like, I'm like, they're all for someone, you know? It's all of the shit that's trending. Yeah. One, again, is because that it's because of culture. Look at why these trends are happening. Yeah. But two, it's like every trend, even if you hate it, is someone's entry point to something they love. Move along.
I don't like the what do you hate opener question.
Yeah.
Mostly just because I'm like, what record is this being put on? Mm-hmm. It's just like not in good faith.
No, exactly.
But also it's just like, it's not interesting to me to have a judgmental take on something I especially don't know that much about. Because I'm like, hold on. Let me understand this more before I actually cast judgment on this. I think I'm just more curious about why is this thing popular?
Exactly.
What do people like about it?
Mm-hmm.
is this just a viral reach thing? Mm-hmm. And which case then I'm like, okay, never mind. But like, yeah. Otherwise I'm just like, I would love to know the origins of this.
And that's on curiosity. Some of you bitches could use some.
We're totally open people, you guys.
We are.
I think I'm open to most things depending on the mood I'm in.
Well, yeah. I
don't ask me things when I'm hungry.
I maybe disagree with that, but I would maybe. I think we balance each other out with openness.
Yeah, yeah. I'm chill about a lot of things except a few things I'm absolutely not.
You're very chill about a lot of things.
Yeah. Except for like...
You're very chill about most things.
Yeah, I'm not. 3 to 5 things I'm not.
there's only about 3 to 5 things I am chill about.
Yeah. It's the perfect balance.
It is. It is. The tension of Smell You Later.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. You know what would be fun? If you came to our swap, I would love if you would leave us a voice note to tell us what you got.
Cute.
That's what I want to know.
Call in.
I was really curious on what people got, but I was just having to organize and host everything. I was like,
I can't
get in the weeds.
Dude, honestly, I had no idea what I said on that mic. I blacked out. And for once, I don't mean with alcohol. It's just like, it's so much energy and adrenaline.
Yeah.
When it's like happening. Also, because, you know, y'all are on a timer. We had 2 minutes each.
Yeah.
So, okay, I have some things for you.
I want to smell though. Live smell segment.
Okay, I'm sorry to give you salty seconds, we don't have to do it now, but like, okay. I think some of these deserve... Oh my God, there's a pube on that. Sorry.
You could have just said nothing.
I'm kidding. I'm sure it was a hair on my head. I really want you to smell these. Sorry. And
okay, so Before Me sits 4 KST scent fragrances. I have Hotok. What else we got? We got Tang Hulu. We got Rice Cake. And we got Tambay. Okay. The talk kind of smells like waffles.
Well,
I think it's a pancake.
I think it's supposed to
be. It's a hot cake, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe. If I am to remember that tuk means cake and it is preceded by hot. No. Okay, this is Tang Hulu.
This
which
one?
Is those sugar encrusted fruits on a skewer.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You could have just said nothing. That one evolves on skin a lot. That one goes to another place completely.
Okay. I'm not sure about Tang Hulu.
Yeah.
Just gonna say that
it's I think it's more of those like if you like the concept you like the scent.
It's a
really good wear, but it really evolves. Rice cake is really really interesting.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
it's subtle,
it's
but
quite
like,
good, and like with as much rice as happening in fragrance, this one is so different and so like not chewy like mochi, but like there's a lot of body to it.
Starch,
but like let's actually look up.
It's got starch. There's like something sweet. It's sweet in a starchy way. Ooh.
Okay, rice cake worked me out. The top is fig leaf and steamed rice. Ooh. The heart is rice cake and sesame.
Ooh.
The base is amber and white musk. I think
I love this.
What I get, if I were to give you a hierarchy, it would probably be sesame, fig leaf, white musk, and steamed rice.
Yeah.
Like this to me is not rice forward in a way that really makes it stand out. I think that one is so good.
I feel like the fig leaf is what gives it that bit of creaminess.
Because
you know how fig can sometimes go a little bit coconutty?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what I get from it.
There's just so much going on. I mean, like, I'm getting, like, a lot of sesame, I think.
Yeah. I get the sesame.
This one has a whole ass thing going on.
Yeah.
And it's...
Oh, that's so good.
It's so good. And it's so good on skin. And, like, it feels, again, forgive me, like a sort of white t-shirt scent, but not in a boring way.
Yeah. The only other white rice scent I know is the Danam one. Yeah. And if Danam is the fresh laundry version, this is the comforting, slightly more lactonic version.
Yeah. Well, and this one is so much less literal than all of the rice happening right now.
Yes.
You know, I would not place this as a rice scent off rip or almost at all. I'm actually really excited for you to wear that.
It's almost like a little like effervescent and musky off the rip.
Yeah.
Having just sprayed it on my elbow. All right, what else we got? We got Tambay. What is Tambay? Ooh. Oh, that's kind of nice too. Floral.
Okay, here we go. I think that's a black tea scent. Smoked ginseng tea, paper oud, oud, amber tobacco.
That's nice. It's like a little bit incense-y, but it's fresh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh. It's such a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous black tea scent that like makes my mouth water. I know we have a lot of black tea scent lovers listening, and Tambay is a must smell.
Wow. These are great.
Aren't they?
How many is in the collection?
Quite a few, actually.
I feel like there's a lot.
14, I want to say.
Damn.
No, but thank you, KST Scent. I mean, I'm really, really excited about these. And do you want any of them?
Can I have the rice cake
one? Yeah, of course.
Yes!
Yeah! Ooh, that's so nice. Yeah,
that's so nice.
Oh, I love that. More rice scents.
More rice scents.
Yeah. That's another note that I'm noticing crop up more.
Mm. Oh, I mean, yeah.
Rice,
we
banana.
Are in our rice era.
We're in a rice era. Okay. Well, thank you so much, everybody who came to Hotel Smileylater.
Excuse me.
Please, 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 please call into our hotline, which you can find on our website, smileylater.live, and tell us what you got. I want to know.
Yes.
We're nosy.
Same. Thank you again to our sponsors, The Standard, Marc Jacobs, Coty, Purple PR. Shout out, Stelle.
Yeah. You can follow us on Instagram if you don't already. We're at smileylater.mp3. I'm at Sable Tooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will
smell you later.